What are the biggest things that people are facing, according to the research and according to the conversations I'm having right now, is the challenge of knowing where to start with sustainability and addressing your carbon footprint. We all know this is the right thing to do, and our business, whether we're representing another brand or whether we have our own business, whether we're marketing on behalf of an organization or our own stuff, we all know that this is the right thing to do. And so I'm joined today by the owner and director of Global Bay, which is a website design and digital marketing company who are doing some groundbreaking work in the whole area of climate positive websites. And I'm joined today by John Basker, who's a very good friend of mine, but also the owner and director of the business. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is very topical, it's very relevant, and it kind of really resonates with an audience that I think, almost without, bar exception of none, are going to be looking for ways that they can get on this journey. Because I think for a lot of people, there's a lot of kind of mystique around this whole sustainability piece. And I certainly hear, and I'm picking up with clients and with others that I'm talking to, that they're almost trying to bite off too much than they can chew at the outset. So what we're going to talk about, I think, and where we're going to go, I think, in this conversation, is a very, very simple solution that can have quite a profound effect. But it's almost, I think, for a lot of people, almost invisible. Do you want to give us a little bit of an insight into actually what we mean by a climate positive website?
I think what I'd start by saying is, as you've alluded to, with sustainability, it's everything, every little aspect that you look at is probably how long is a piece of string, right? You can start pulling at something and then it will come out and out and out. It's a bit like that with websites as well. But one thing that we do in our agency is provide this thing called climate positive hosting management services, or actually we call it climate positive website care plans. And what that means fundamentally is that the website is hosted on a server that's powered by renewable energy. So that means that all the activity that's your website is putting out is not damaging the environment. And I don't know how much we want to how interested your audience are about stats, but the stats are crazy on this. I have loads to throw at you.
Well, I think that would be a really useful thing, to be honest, because I think, this possibly for some people listening to this, they may well just be stopping in their car and pulling into a lay-by. They may well be, sort of thinking, hold on a minute, I'm doing some other work whilst I'm listening to this. What did John just say? That there's an opportunity with my website, kind of. And if they're kind of jumping onto this and thinking, hold on, so I'm actually doing it wrong right now, I need to kind of be taught here. This possibly then is going to be something they need to then talk to others about. And of course, data evidence research is a great way to help them tell the story. So I think they're probably going to be saying, yes, please give me some stats.
All right. Well, so in the website and web design industry, there is a little niche that's become, I suppose, becoming bigger and bigger in terms of providing climate positive websites. And there's lots of ways that you can do that, which we'll go into, is what I meant by the piece of string when we started. But if you just talk about every website page view, that generates some carbon. In fact, it generates 1.76 grams of carbon for each page view. So that's generated in a variety of different places, but certainly the data center that's serving that website content is going to be producing some carbon. How the device that's receiving that website is also going to be producing carbon in its own way. And so on average, the research has shown that 1.76 grams of carbon. Now, obviously, each website will have a different amount of page views, but on average, like a probably a business with, say, five employees plus up to ones with hundreds of employees, we can average that out generally to say that those websites will probably be getting, on average, 10,000 page views per month. Now, if they do that, then that's 211 kilograms of CO2 every year, which is the equivalent of 28,591 cups of tea over 1 year. That's the amount of carbon that 10.7 trees absorb in a year. And it's 500.4 0.41 kilowatts of energy, which Neil, me and you are based close to Bristol. So that would be the equivalent of driving an electric car from Bristol to Cairo in Egypt. So the stats are massive just on that alone. And so the point that we were actually asked by a customer a few years ago whether we did green hosting. And this is probably back in 2016, 17, something like that. And it was the first time I'd heard of it back then. And we went to, back then, it was quite difficult to find a server provider that was offering that. Since then, things have moved on massively. And now everyone that we work with, they automatically go onto this server that's powered by renewable energy. And it's looking at those stats, it's just the single easiest thing that a business of any size can do. I just think it's a no-brainer, because it's something that happens in the background, and especially in the small to medium-sized business market, lots of business owners and marketeers don't realize what impact their website is having if they're on a server that's not powered by renewable energy. So yeah,
it's incredible. Yeah, it's just the way that when you describe those statistics, I mean, it's mind blowing. It really is, because you know the stuff that's in your face, you know, things like solar panels on the roof, the electric cars in the car park, you know, all those really overt, obvious things is mostly where I think people are starting. And then they say, well, actually, you know, we run an online business, you know, so we're almost virtual, so we don't do much traveling. But actually, an online business then, from the statistics you're saying there, is producing a huge amount of carbon, but it's almost invisible. It's quite frightening, actually, what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes, totally. And if you then zoom out a bit, here's what I meant about the piece of string. That's just a website. If you then think about email, that's a whole other kettle of fish, and that every email will also generate a certain amount of carbon. There's a really interesting book by Tim Berners-Lee, which is called How Bad Are Bananas? I don't know if you've heard of it, but I'd recommend that. And so Tim Berners-Lee was the inventor of the internet. And so I think he's got a particular interest in what the internet is doing, both, you know, to us all as humans, but also to the planet. And there was a stat I found earlier, the energy consumption of the internet is now estimated to be greater than that of the whole of the United Kingdom. And it's shortly going to be overtaking that of the global airline industry as well. So it's all these things, as you said, if you're an online business, you think we don't go anywhere, we've got no travel. But actually, if there hasn't been thought put into the infrastructure that online business is driven by, then they could be making massive harm. Whereas, and you know, once you're on one of these servers, it all happens in the background. And you don't need to worry about it again. But yeah, it's a really interesting area. And just to go back to talk about the emails, Tim Berners-Lee reckons there's 294 billion emails sent every single day. This is a stat from 2019, and half of that was spam. And each one of those emails then is generating 0.3 grams of carbon. If it's a long one that takes you 10 minutes to write and more than 3 seconds to read, then that will go up to 17 grams. And it's all this stuff that you don't realize. When you're writing that really lengthy email, you're just like, it's fine, off it goes. And actually, you've just increased the amount of carbon by 0.3 grams for a short one up to 17 grams. And then if you multiply that by the 294 billion emails that I just mentioned, it's a lot of carbon. And again, it's all this hidden area of the internet that we just don't realize.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that, as we say already, you know, it's a quick win. It is something that you can just literally at the click of a button, literally, or the picking up of the phone and saying, hey, John, help me here because I want to be part of this. It is that simple to be able to turn that around, and then you can then say, well, actually, I'm on the journey. And I think a lot of businesses now are seeking and searching for that competitive advantage, or the, you know, the non-greenwash kind of story they can share with their customers. And this feels like it's a really kind of mindful thing to do, because it's, as your business grows, this is only going to get worse from the way you're describing it. As your web traffic increases, as your email kind of correspondence and it goes higher, it's just getting worse.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I should mention is the reason why we call it climate positive rather than carbon neutral is that for every client that we get onto this service, we then invest into climate environmental programs around the world. So that rather than it's just you're at net zero, we're actually investing more into programs around the world for each client we get. Therefore, it becomes climate positive. What's also interesting is that the servers where we purchased our servers from a particular provider, and they've been doing what they've been up to for about 25 years, and what they're doing in turn outside of us is they've calculated the amount of carbon that they've generated as a business for all that 25 years of time as a server data center, and they're off in the process of offsetting that. And I think they will have done that by 2029. I think it is. And so again, everyone's on a journey, right? But once we start to realize that there's these areas and these huge stats around it, you can start on that journey. One other interesting aspect, again, I'm going to start talking at a different piece of string now, but the hosting is just a starting point, actually. And an area that we're starting to look at and starting to pick up now, again, as a company, is some of our customers have started to ask us, well, what other than the hosting, what else can we be doing? And again, there's a whole area around website design and UX that's related to how much energy that website is taking to be served to you. And so now you're going into a world of looking at whether you have videos, whether those videos are auto-playing, or you have to interact with them in the first, how many images you have, what the load time of that page is. So they're essentially, very simply speaking, the heavier the page is, even if it loads really quickly, the more energy it's taking. And so having your website on the renewable server in the first place, on a client positive server, is one thing. But then what you have no control over as the people in charge of the website is the end user and what device your users are looking at that website on. So you might well be, I'm sure me and you, Neil, are not like this, but we might as well, our next door neighbor's house might be powered by oil still. And so if they see that website and it takes a lot of resources to load that, then even though your website is on a renewable server, still you're generating energy by serving that website that has all these resources. And so it's really, again, that's a really interesting area that some clients are starting to pick up, and making sure that their website design is then built in a way that's the most efficient way possible.
Yeah, because I was going to ask the question there, because I guess one of the challenges that might come back, in the face of this, which sounds hugely positive, and I can see no reason why I personally wouldn't want to go down this route, but is one of the challenges possibly, well, the question I guess would come back is, okay, well, if it is going to be a climate positive website and you're doing all this amazing stuff, are you going to be stripping out the functionality? Are you going to be giving me less than I've already got? Because our website's performing really well, and I can imagine somebody who's less technically savvy, who doesn't necessarily understand the concept of optimizing images and video and those really high bandwidth features, might think, well, all you're going to be doing is just kind of defeaturing what I've already got, so I don't know whether I want to go there, even though I know it's the right thing. Do you get those challenges back?
Yeah, I think it we're now really talking about the your own choice. This is now a subjective choice as to how far down this route that you want to go. And I think it will be different for each different business and what they're trying to showcase on the website and the outcomes that they're trying to generate from their website. So some businesses are just by nature, they are very visually based. This year we've done some websites for high-end builder and an architects firm, and so those kind of companies that they're creating a product that has to be seen, they have to have imagery and video to portray what they do and the quality of their work. Even in those cases, there are ways that you can optimize it to make sure that on that first load, it's not as energy intensive as it otherwise might be. But the cleanest websites will make use of text, color, and maybe some animated drawings, and that's generally it. They will be the cleanest websites in terms of what we're talking about here, around energy usage and being climate positive. So it's really a choice. I think I'll be completely honest, as a company, so far we've straddled, we're probably somewhere in the middle. I know that there are companies out there that really push clients to really go down that super 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 clean route, and that's you know, it's a choice and it's a style of design. I think you can do it in a way that it is balanced. You can still get a good score, and as I say, as we've been talking about here, if you marry that up with also making sure that you're on a server that's powered by renewable energy or climate positive server, then you're in a good place. And you know, it is all a journey, as we talked about earlier. And if you have an all singing, all dancing website with loads of videos, it's going to be a journey to get you to a place that's maybe a bit more sustainable. And you don't have to do that overnight. But there are certainly quick wins, which also mean all of this doesn't necessarily mean you need a full redesign as well. You can easily work with what you've got and just optimize it in those ways as well.
So do you see then in the not too distant future something like, for example, B Corp is often a badge of honor for organizations who have, you know, met certain standards. Do you feel that, you know, just generally, rather than just purely carbon or climate rather positive websites, do you feel that we will start as brands and as businesses to begin to be rated on how, you know, positive in a broadest sense our websites are? Because it feels like if I can put a, you know, this site is climate positive badge in the footer of my website, that's going to actually give my brand some credibility, really.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in the B Corp world. I think we're starting to see it more and more. It's definitely going to be a trend for that into 2024. And I think you might have come across some websites, they'll also show you how quickly that website's been loaded, how much carbon it's emitted, and you know, it's probably no surprise that the websites that do show you that are the ones that load super, super quickly and emit, you know, under 1 gram, you know, 0.04 grams of carbon on a single load. But I think we will start to see that more and more, and it become a much more regular tool across the internet and across the websites that we're seeing, and for sure, particularly in the B Corp world.
I did, and a lot of people, obviously, if they're listening to this, if their marketers are very potentially very savvy with the whole kind of search engine optimization angle, I'm just wondering, in the way you're describing this, whether or not there is an SEO impact here, which again could play to our advantage, because I would imagine the Googles of this world are kind of looking at sites now not only from what's presented as a, you know, visitor experience on the site, but actually looking behind the scenes and maybe even now critiquing, you know, where the server's being hosted, how it's being hosted, and the optimization of the site itself over and beyond the customer experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on that front, there's only benefits. There's no drawbacks. If you go down this route, it's going to be a benefit to to the SEO, you're going to end up with essentially a cleaner website, so easier to navigate, and Google is and also load faster, and all of that is only a benefit to search engines. And yeah, so I think, and it also, it will be also be of benefit to your bottom line, because cleaner websites, easier to navigate, means that your customers are going to get to the end result that you want to do much quicker. So again, there's only benefit once you start looking at this stuff.
I'm trying to find a reason why I wouldn't want to do this. I mean, I really am. Well, it's interesting because obviously I've been through this experience with you. We should probably say that, you know, I do have a vested interest in promoting the Mindful Collective here, because this is a climate positive website. So we are actually hosting mindfulcollective.net and have done for a number of years now on the green servers, if we call them that. So, you know, I can say from a performance perspective, it's worked beautifully. I mean, it really has. And I can't, again, as I say, see any reason why I would not want that badge in the footer. So it's been there loud and proud. I mean, we've got Carbon Literacy Trust, you know, certification on there. But for me, this one is super important, because what kind of people see from Mindful Collective is the digital footprint. So that is actually what they're experiencing. And for many of them, that is the only touch point they have with the brand. So it's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a no-brainer. And it's also worth mentioning, it doesn't cost anymore either. You're not paying extra to be on these climate positive servers. There's no which way you can look at it, which means it makes no sense to not do it. What's interesting, I find, is I shouldn't name any names, but in the web hosting world, you've got some big names that will get you in on kind of very, very cheap deals. So when I say we're not more expensive, if you're on a very cheap deal, one of the major providers, then yes, we're more expensive than that. But outside of those, what the drawback of those is, A, then they will not be powered by renewable energy, and B, it's a bit like getting on a plane, and what they tend to do is they'll end up adding line items upon line items. So they'll charge for an SSL certificate, they'll charge for an email address, they'll charge for protection, they'll charge for unhacking a website once it gets hacked. No mention of how the website is powered and where that energy comes from. And we actually went through an exercise with the customers moving over to us, who actually found that, even though the headline cost is really cheap, I think they actually ended up spending £150 per year more with that other provider, once all those extras had been added. And you know, in one sense, I'm impressed by the business model, and maybe it's very good business. But they spread those costs through the year, so it doesn't feel like it's that much up, you know, at any one point. But yeah, over the year, it was £150 more expensive than we are, and still not, and despite that, not powered by renewable energy, which I just think it's crazy, and it's a no-brainer. But there are those challenges that we sometimes come across in especially related to the web hosting industry. We're not so much the web design industry, but the web hosting industry. There are some really big players in it. And that's sometimes a challenge that we can come across, but don't be deceived by them is I guess my point on that.
And just be really kind of, I guess, if you're looking at your website, maybe you're going to go through a rebrand, or maybe you're just thinking, hey, I didn't even realize this, now I'm interested. Is kind of, yeah, just be really thoughtful, I guess, if you're listening or watching this, just be thoughtful to actually, what have I been doing? You know, how big is this thing? How big is the challenge or the problem I've got? Yeah. If somebody identifies then that, I want to make this really practical for people. So they've identified, okay, I didn't realize any of this, but now I'm listening. They also then think, actually, ours is quite a heavyweight site. So there's potentially some quite heavy lifting to do to kind of move this. So they've got a legacy site, but they're very interested in talking to you, John. I mean, what is the process? How difficult is it to bring a legacy site kind of over to a service like yours?
Bringing the site over just as that standalone task is really super simple. There's a couple of pieces of information that we would need to do a migration. But generally speaking, most companies have that available quite easily. So actually migrating it to a climate positive care plan is a super simple thing to do. Then on top of that, if you then wanted to go down a route of optimizing that website, get into a place where, as I just mentioned, it loads super quickly, and we could get it to a place where you could proudly say this website only emits so and so carbon, then that would just, that will be a it's a case by case basis, but I imagine that with pretty much, I'm confident to say pretty much most websites, there will be some easy wins that we can just look at tweaking a few things. As I say, auto playing video is one big thing actually, and just looking at things like that, which is, you know, not much time for a developer to take care of. So you could start on this journey, you know, really really kind of cost effectively. And as I've mentioned journey quite a lot, but it is a journey. You know, you can with some people we work on a monthly basis, so we do a bit every month so that, you know, it spreads out a cost. And so, but I think what would be really exciting to see is we take it on a website in January, and then we looked at it again in January 2025, seeing the difference of the carbon impact between those time periods, that would be a super interesting thing to do.
I'm feeling a new key performance indicator for everybody here. It's not just about visitors and engagement and conversions and stuff. It's actually what is the carbon footprint too. It's got to be there, hasn't it? It really has. You know, time is too short. We've got to get this into the mix. So I'm going to reflect that myself, actually. I'm going to do the very, very thing that I'm just evangelizing here, because I know I've got to be doing it too. I think, you know, it's right for all of us to do it. Yeah. John, this has been so, so helpful. I honestly had no idea those kinds of numbers. I knew it was an important thing because you've told me before, but I didn't know the kind of scale of the impact that I and all of us really are having. And the bigger we get, the worse the problem. So, I want to be able to kind of point people in your direction. Where should they head?
So people can get hold of me on LinkedIn. So that's John Basker on LinkedIn, John without an H. The company is Global Bay. Our website's globalbay.design. And if you actually go to globalbay.design/go-climate-positive, so globalbay.design, go climate positive, that will take you to a website with all the information that kind of summarizes some of the stuff that we've been talking on today's call. And as I said, the actual process for migrating all this stuff is super simple, and it's just a no-brainer. Every client that we have on it loves it. They all have a badge. And as I said, we're on that journey with some of those clients that want to start looking more deeply at this in terms of the UX and design. And I think that's that in particular in the website world is just going to be, you're going to start hearing more and more about this stuff, and it's going to be a trend, as certainly into next year.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think for anybody who is on the edge of kind of going for this, speak to John, because, you know, John is very, very user-friendly. All his colleagues at Global Bay are just great to work with. So, you know, this is a pleasant journey. This is not, you know, pushing water uphill. This is going to be something that will literally just flow for you if you do decide to take the jump. I mean, it sounds like a shameless promotion, but actually we just need more people to be doing this. It is, as you said, absolutely the right thing to be doing. So, you know, you're enabling a cost-effective way that marketers, entrepreneurs, and business owners can jump onto this right today. So thank you for all the work you're doing in this space too, because it is so, so valuable for all of us.
No problem. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate the kind words. Yeah.
Great. And good luck for next year too. I'll look forward to seeing my report at the end of next year as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was going to say we maybe need to look at yours again, the Mindful Collective, with all of this stuff in mind.
Great stuff. Thanks again, John.
All right. Thank you.